What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to the another episode of Sehat Talks. This is your Akshay Kumar Sharma. Today I am gonna talk about cardiovascular training. Is cardio really beneficial to our body? Well, you will get the answer of this question at the end of the episode. Nowadays, some people are saying it's good for the fat loss, and at the same time, some are demonizing it by saying it leads to muscle loss as well. Before proceeding towards any conclusion, we should understand what research says about the cardiovascular training. The dictionary definition for cardiovascular training is physical conditioning that exercises the heart, lungs, and associated blood vessels. In other words, when you do a cardio session, you are giving your heart, lungs, and circulatory system a good workout in addition to other muscle. According to American College of Sports Medicine and various other research papers, states physiological adaptation to cardiovascular training. The cardiovascular system undergoes drastic change during and immediately after intense exercise. Even more importantly, the cardiovascular system makes long-term and beneficial adaptations to the demands of a regular exercise regime. The cardiac muscles surrounding the heart hypertrophied, resulting in thicker, stronger walls, and therefore increases in heart volume. The more blood pump around the body per minute, the fast oxygen is delivered to the working muscles, as well as the red blood cell increases, improving the body's ability to transport oxygen to the muscle for aerobic energy production. The resting heart rate decreases in trained individuals due to increase in chamber size of the left ventricle, which results in the heart having to pump a fewer times to maintain the same cardiac output. Cardiovascular adaptation results in less accumulation of lactic acid during high-intensity activities as the body becomes efficient in providing more oxygen and removing waste products faster. Regular cardio activity leads to decrease in blood pressure at rest and during submaximal exercise by as much as 10 mmHg in people with hypertension. Adaptation to the respiratory system is the respiratory muscle like diaphragm and intercostal increases in strength. This results in larger respiratory volume, which allows more oxygen to be diffused into the blood. An increase in the number and diameter of capillaries surrounding the alveoli results in a more efficient gas exchange. Along with these adaptations, various studies have shown that age-related decline in aerobic power can be reversed by a 6-month endurance training program. This improved aerobic power after training was primarily the result of peripheral adaptation. Maximal heart rate decreased and maximal stroke volume increased. In 2008, American College of Sports Medicine updated its physical activity status for healthy adults aged between 18 to 64 years. So the recommendations are for beginners, 5 days per week of moderate intensity aerobic activity for minimum of 30 minutes per session, accumulating a total of 150 minutes of aerobic activity per week is recommended. 3 days per week of vigorous intensity aerobic activity for a minimum of 20 minutes or accumulating a total of 75 minutes per week is recommended for intermediate candidate. Or 3 to 5 days of vigorous to moderate aerobic activity is beneficial for most of the adults. But we should incorporate 2 to 3 days of strength trainings for a musculoskeletal system. So, is cardio training really beneficial? Yes, it is, but under the recommended range. With this, I am going to concluding the second episode of Sehat Talks. It's your Akshay Kumar Sharma, over and out.